Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Boy, did you hear those thunderstorms last night? Well, that's, yeah, sort of a rhetorical question. I mean, how could you have missed it? Went on for like an hour, training thunderstorms going right over top of stately McLean Manor and shaking the very foundations of the home. I mean, it was so loud. That's your cue. Money Penny. It was so loud.
How loud was it?
It was even louder than Zion Williamson's shoe exploding. Thrilled to see that all the testing worked to perfection. And my remote-controlled exploding shoe device worked to perfection last night.
You know, somebody's going to believe you.
Yeah, somebody will. Somebody will say, see, yeah, I knew it. Hey, it could be worse today. Hey, Phil, how's that Nike stock price doing for you today, buddy? Wow. What am I wearing today, by the way, Moneypenny? Did you notice my wardrobe for today?
That is Carolina blue.
Indeed, it is. They were up by as much as 22 last night. Look. You know, yes, I get it. It would have been a whole different game if Zion had been playing. But, you know, when you send your team out there with shoddy equipment, Coach K. Who said that? Who said that? They were up by as many as 22. You know, Zion is a great player. There's no disputing that. He's going to be the... Barring, of course, any severe knee injury, and we don't think that's the case, and hope he has a speedy recovery and will come back soon, and, you know, we'll have him in the rematch in the Dean Dome coming up in March. But in addition to all the physical attributes, Zion, as most of the team said, as most of the Dukies said in the postgame interview last night, you know, the air just went out of the building when he got hurt. He's kind of a emotional and spiritual leader for the team. And when he went down, they just they did not play like the number one team in the nation. And then, sadly, I see this morning, since we're on the sports page to start out, Syracuse just whipped up on Louisville last night. They had him at home. Syracuse had him at home. They beat him by 20. And then Jim Boeheim, the legendary hoops coach for the Orange, used to be the Orange Men before political correctness reared its ugly head and they had to change it to just the Syracuse Orange. He's driving home. I guess it was raining. Maybe it was snowing, sleeting, whatever. And there was a wreck. And somebody stepped right out in front of Coach Jim Boeheim's car and was hit and killed. And Boeheim said, I have no idea. I never saw the guy. Until the last second, and it wasn't like he was on the shoulder. Boeheim said he was standing right in the middle of the road. So, tragic. Here we go, getting underway. It is the Thursday edition of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. Texter said, should have been wearing Air Jordans. Michael was probably there last night. Well, I'm sure he was. I didn't see him. But rest assured, Michael Jordan, MJ, was in the stands. So was the former president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah, he was there too. Almost had turned the game off because they showed Obama in the stands at the very beginning. They're just not happy until they screw up everything. You know, one of the biggest rivalry games in sports, and there he is sticking his ugly mug in there. Also on the text line, Bobby, I wouldn't blame you for the exploding shoe trick. Your friend and fellow Carolina alum, Howie Carr, however, well, I wouldn't put it past him. Neither would I, but I digress. To the phones we go, and our leadoff batter today is Mike. He wants to talk about last night's big Dukies Carolina game. Hi, Mike, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bob, how are you doing this afternoon? Wet afternoon.
Yeah, well, for a change, for 5 minutes, it's not raining, or at least where we are. Is it raining where you are?
Well, I'm almost here on you. I'm on 385 headed that way.
Oh, okay, so, good deal.
Anyway. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I was watching last night, and you're right, the air went out of the Cameron Indoor Stadium up there whenever that happened. But,
yep. You
know, I looked down in there, and Nike shoe. You know, Nike made it real easy for me what brand to choose a long time ago when they started backing up a second-rate quarterback, and that goes to show last night they spent more time worrying about their social presence than their product quality.
Yeah, sad, my drill. Sad but true. Well, you know, when the shoes are being made in China by guys who were last seen – standing in front of tanks in Tiananmen Square, you can't expect much in terms of quality control, can you?
Yeah, and they're probably not used to making anything as big as Zion wears.
Yeah, yeah. You know what size shoe he does wear?
I think it's around a 15, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. He wears a 15. Have you ever seen a size 15 sneaker?
Yeah, I have. I have refereed a lot of basketball.
So you've seen
time before Bad Hart and a Bad D got me out. And I saw some kids that had some shoes that big.
I'll tell you, years ago, when I was working in Washington at Channel 7, doing sports there, and I can't remember which manufacturer it was now, sent out, they just for fun, sent out a Bob Lanier shoe.
Yeah,
former NBA player. Bob was a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a size 17 shoe. And
that's big. So
I
remember the old joke about him when he played college was he saw his shoe come through the door, and it took 2 minutes later for him to come through the door.
Just about. Because the box it came in was as big as a doghouse. You know, I mean, we're talking big. So did you have a dog? Did you have a dog in the fight last night? Speaking of dogs,
no, I'm a Carolina fan, so I didn't. A South Carolina fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I was kind of watching that out of national interest, if you know what I mean.
Sure. Yeah, they had a big win, didn't they?
Yeah, they got a big win too. So. But Clemson right now is having a little trouble getting the tough wins, but they'll come back.
Yep.
So. Hope
they do. Tigers.
I do too.
Tigers are they're going to have to suck it up between here and the big dance, aren't they?
That's for sure. They're going to have to do that.
Yeah.
I'm in Malfunction Junction right here at 385.
Oh man. Well, I'm going to let you go then, Mike. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here today. Bob, no sympathy for Nike, the hijab pushers. Yeah. Maybe they could. They should have given Zion the Colin Kaepernick shoe. It automatically kneels before the game, I guess. Wow, Bobby, my son wears a size 15, and he's only 19 years old. Wow, we just want to come over and watch him eat. You know. Bobby, try a Shaquille O'Neal. You can stick a small child in that size 22 shoe. Mama mia. Talking about the weather, when the dog had the option to go out for his late evening constitutional, instead he decided to run for cover. He's no dummy. Have to work on his gun shyness before he goes to the duck pond. I guarantee you, though, that that thunder last night was louder than any shotgun going off. Speaking of which, I think I am caught up on the text line, and not a moment too soon. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mac Show. When we come back on the other side, something rare and unique. Someone who has been a big media figure admitting they're all a bunch of political activists. This is BS. That's on the way next. Yeah, some storms last night. Man. I will be, by the way, in the first hour of the show today, sharing with you the bulk of the audio from Chief Johnson, the Chicago PD, talking about the famous, now famous actor. I guess he wants to be as famous as a former actor who shot President Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth, going about it in entirely the wrong manner, of course, and being caught. But to me, maybe the funniest thing about the Jesse Smollett story, the two guys that he paid to stage this hoax, this is MAGA country attack, he paid them with a check. Yeah. Paid them. He paid them. Hang on just a sec. He paid them with a check.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Yeah. What a nincompoop. Jeez. What did he put in the line? You know, the lower left part of the check where, you know, what you wrote it for? What, payoff for a hoax racist attack? Jeez. At least these guys are so stupid they make it easy to catch them. Unbelievable. I mean, that's like robbing a bank and writing the stick-up note on the back of one of your personalized checks. Jeez. At least they're dumber than dirt. Laura Logan. You remember that name? She suffered a traumatic experience during the uprisings in Egypt, replacing Hosni Mubarak as the president. Muslim Brotherhood trying to take over down there. She was gang raped by a bunch of Muslim thugs. She is the CBS News chief foreign affairs correspondent. Well, she was. She is no longer with CBS. Believe she has resigned that position. Laura Logan has broken ranks and admitted the journalists have lost their objectivity and become political activists. On the other hand, don't you first have to have something in order to lose it? I guess maybe some of these people at one point had objectivity. But, you know, you go along to get along, just like the politicians in the Uniparty in Washington. You know, the corporate masters want to push the political correct socialist agenda, and so they go along. During an appearance on a podcast done by retired Navy SEAL Mike Ritland, which is called Mic Drop, Laura Logan admitted, and I quote, "The media everywhere is mostly liberal, not just the U.S., adding that it was just nearly impossible for viewers to decipher if they were being told the truth at any given time." Now, this comes as no shock to you and me. We've known this. Back to it's all Bush's fault. And even before that, covering for Hillary and Slick Willie. But for somebody who is a member of the club to actually come out and say this is something else entirely. Quote, 85% of journalists are registered Democrats. Actually, it's higher than that, Laura. Studies that I've seen show it's more like 95%. Are registered Democrats, or vote Democratic. How do you know you're being lied to? What, their lips are moving? How do you know you're being lied to? How do you know you're being manipulated? How do you know there's something not right with the coverage? When they simplify it all, and there's no gray area, it's all one way. Well, life isn't like that. It doesn't match real life. It's probably not. Something's wrong. For example, all the coverage on Trump all the time is negative. That's a distortion of the way things go in real life. There's no gray. It's all one way, Logan said. Says the heavy bias has warped people's ability to know what's really true. When you turn on your computer or you walk past the TV or you see a newspaper headline in the grocery store, if they're all saying the same thing, the weight of that convinces you it's true. You don't question it because everyone is saying it. She also admitted that journalists today are more or less lobbyists for liberal interest, adding that the weight of the liberal media machine overwhelms what she calls the other side unless people actively seek outlets such as Breitbart. Boy, that's a stake through her professional heart right there to recommend Breitbart. Breitbart is one of the sites that Facebook and Google and all the other, with their monitoring system to save you from hate speech, they won't show you stuff on Breitbart. Noting recent comments by former New York Times executive editor Jill Abramson, Laura Logan said, although the media has historically always been left-leaning, we've abandoned any pretense or at least the effort to be objective. Today, we become political activists and some could argue propagandists. And there's some merit to that. Logan said that mainstream media reports using anonymous or single government sources are bunk. That's not journalism, that's horse poop, she said, only she used the S word. Demanding more accountability. Responsibility for fake news begins with us. Yesterday, former CBS News foreign correspondent Laura Logan on Fox News about her recent comments slamming the media as mostly liberal. Defending her remarks, Logan said that as a result of her speaking out about how the media is mostly liberal, she has pretty much been vilified. Social media coming after her. She also called out her targeters by name. I know they're going to come after me, she said. Michael Calderon, who's at the Huffington Post, I can give you the script right now. I can tell you who the players are. Joe Hagan, Brian Stelter. She added, they smear you personally. They go after your integrity. They go after your reputation as a person and a professional. They will stop at nothing. I am not the only one, and I'm done, right? I'm tired of it. And they do not get to write my story anymore. They don't get to speak for me. I want to say loudly and clearly to anybody who is listening, I am not owned. Nobody owns me, right? I'm not owned by the right or the left, which is exactly the way it should be. The media everywhere, mostly liberal, but in this country, 85% of journalists are registered Democrats. That's just a fact. Laura Logan saying, that's not journalism, that's horse poop. Exactly right. Bobby, he paid them by check, right? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, may I draw your attention to Exhibit A. Oh, jeez. Yeah, it's going to leave an ugly bruise. Bobby, did the check's memo line read preparation for prison roll? Bob, you just started Boneheads in the News early edition. A check. Bobby, I guess he used a check so he'd have a receipt for tax purposes, huh? Right. Bob, the way the Democrats want to import poverty makes me question how serious they are about the war on poverty. There is a war on poverty. And most of us are POWs. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side, and we'll hear from Chief Johnson, Chicago PD, on the way next. Rose Royce in the background. Car wash. Welcome back. 3:37 now, 23 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show as we cruise on here on Thursday. By the way, Thursday is a typically throwback Thursday, I think. Isn't that right, Moneypenny? We may have a little throwback audio a bit later in the program today from Bobby Mac back in the 70s doing the morning show at WIBG in Philadelphia. That could be our Throwback Thursday bit for today. Bobby, the Personal Health Investment Act, also known as FIT, P PHIT, the acronym, also known as the Goals Gym Bailout Bill. This is what happens when they put one on each corner. You're right in terms of businesses that expand too quickly. Bobby, Google Fever Tick. It hitches rides across the border on cattle. You okay, Moneypenny? You're choking over there. It hitches rides across the border on cattle, and it's such a threat to ranchers that even NPR admits it's a reason for a border wall. Wow. Now, Bob, 5 years in prison for embezzling $1.2 million. That still works out to higher annual income than I've ever made. Apparently, crime does pay. Bob, Trump has made America so great, Jussie had to import racist attackers. I keep hearing these guys described as Nigerian, but I saw a quote from them several days ago that said they were American citizens. They were born in New Jersey. So I don't know where that, Nigerian heritage. Okay, I get that. Bob, I bet you Jussie Smollett will suddenly decide he needs to go into rehab just to make himself look pitiful. Yeah, get some sympathy votes along the way. I believe that brings me up to speed on the text line and allows me to go to the phones, beginning this time around in Greenville with Phil. Hi, Phil, and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bobby. I always enjoy listening to you.
Thank you, sir. You have excellent taste.
Listen, you're the best thing that ever come to the upstate, my man.
Very kind. Thank you.
And that's not no smoke, okay?
All right.
Listen, this is my summation on the game last night.
Okay.
Well, you see, Barry was in attendance last night.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And I figure that Zion was going to try to put on an extra show for Barry, and so he blew his tire out.
Yeah. Got a flat.
He went flat, and so... But I do think that had something to do with it, because he was going to really try to put it on there from the get-go, and he just made a mistake. He just tried to put on something special for Barry.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, Phil, because they were talking about at somewhere, and I'm not sure if it was in the postscript to the game, you know, where they wrap things up, or if it was later in SportsCenter, but there was some comment made about he always puts on, apparently, a pretty impressive dunking exhibition during warm-ups.
Yeah.
And they said something to the effect that last night's was truly impressive. So maybe he just overstressed his Nike.
Well, he did. He blew it out. But I hope he gets well. I hope he didn't mess his career up or anything like that. I wish he'd gone to Clemson, but he didn't go. So, but I still wish him the best. But you got to remember, when Barry shows up, usually something bad happens.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Nike, of course, is a Greek word. You know what Nike? You know what Nike is Greek for?
What?
Blowout. I think. Maybe not.
Have a great day.
You too, Phil. Thank you very much. I may be mistaken in that. Actually, Nike means victory. Okay. I promised that we would get to these sound bites from Chief Johnson, the Chicago PD, talking about Empire actor Jussie Smollett under arrest, facing a felony disorderly conduct charge. I'm sure more on the way. You know, if you file a false police report, that's going to get you in trouble on its own, not to mention the potential for a hate crime here, because it was directed, of course, at President Trump. Here is Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? So I'm offended by what's happened, and I'm also angry. I love the city of Chicago and the Chicago Police Department, warts and all. But this is Bogus police reports cause real harm. They do harm to every legitimate victim who's in need of support by police and investigators, as well as the citizens of this city. Smollett paid $3,500 to stage this attack and drag Chicago's reputation through the mud in the process. And why? This stunt was orchestrated by Smollett because he was dissatisfied with his salary. So he concocted a story about being attacked. I only hope that the truth about what happened receives the same amount of attention that the hoax did.
Yeah, good luck there, Chief.
It was at that time that this investigation started to spin in a completely new direction.
Yeah, he said they had 48 hours where they treated Mr. Smollett as a victim. And in the 47th hour of that, they finally had enough evidence on hand. They'd interviewed the two brothers that turns out were paid to attack Smollett. And that at that point, they said, oh, wait a second, you know, let's bring this guy back in for another interview. He was, I don't want to say, it's tantamount to his failure to cooperate. He kept stalling through his attorneys. Well, he can't come today. He's busy, blah, blah, one thing and the other. I hate to tell Superintendent of Chicago Police, Eddie Johnson, but the equines have already exited the facility when it comes to people not believing anybody that comes forward in the future. I mean, after Freddie Gray in Baltimore and all the others, the Duke lacrosse team hoax, those players ever get an apology? No, they sued the university and they got plenty of money, but they never got enough. Every member of the Duke faculty essentially lynched those guys. Yeah. Found them guilty without any evidence whatsoever. Bobby Smollett used the symbolism of the noose because he stereotypes all white people. Smollett is just another leftist racist. Bobby, apparently you haven't heard Jesse Smollett was on Ambien. It was not his fault. Yeah, there you go. Sure. Now, you know as well as I do what the mantra is going to be from the left. Well, if it wasn't for this hate-filled atmosphere that racist, homophobe, xenophobe Donald Trump has created from the top down in the White House, then Smollett would not have been driven crazy enough to do something like, he never would have done something like this if Donald Trump was not. You know that's exactly where they're going with this. And you know what that is? Anybody remember? It's all Bush's fault under Obama. Yeah. It's all Bush's fault. It's just the 21st century version of it's all Bush's fault. Oh, it's all Trump's fault. 4:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Moneypenny, take a quick look out the studio window there. What is that? What is that huge yellow object in the sky out there?
It's a nuclear reactor.
Oh no, we're all going to die. Yeah, because if the sun gets going, that could create a really bad situation. It could contributing, of course, to global warming, aka climate change, and we can't have that. Bobby, I only heard the first rumble or two last night. Haven't slept that good in a long time. I turned on the front porch light and opened the door so I could look out the storm door. It was coming down like Southeast Asia in monsoon season, which, if you're not familiar with, is really wet. Okay, and the thunder, actually shook the walls. Man, didn't you say, Moneypenny, some people had their home security alarms that were set off by the vibrations from the thunder?
One of my friends said that her neighbor's motion sensors were set off because of it.
I believe that. Hey, Bobby, what if by happenstance there were two white guys in the area that night out for whatever reason who had nothing to do with Jesse Smollett and they were picked up as suspects, then the left and the media would have tried and convicted them, and this piece of garbage would have let them burn. I think, sadly, that's true. Bob, the false narrative of President Trump and the racial Charlottesville fiasco will be Jesse Smollett's defense. I'm sure that the people at CNN have already cranked that up and are using it. Hey, Bob, I don't think even Perry Mason can get Jesse Smollett off. I think they have a new theme song now for Empire, the show he was on, Moneypenny. It sounds something like this. I may be mistaken. I may be that may not be actually factual. Brother Fred joins us this afternoon, and as usual, I'm willing to bet Brother Fred is excited.
Praise God. I'll tell you, I am really high as a kite. I'm excited.
Wonderful.
All I've heard in the last 2 years is doom and gloom,
right,
and everything. I turn you on, and I'll tell you, you are right up there looking out and seeing sunshine. And I just want to tell you, today in the backyard, the yellow bells are blooming, and down by the creek, the blueberries, and they have buds about as big as a pencil with an eraser.
Wow.
And I'm excited because you know why?
Well, and the daffodils are blooming at Stately McLean Manor also, Brother Fred.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I've got three of those in the yard.
Right.
And when I bought this place 20 years ago, there was a big house that caught on fire, and so they tore it down, and I got some of the yellow, and they're very good. But I'll tell you, we as Christians, we should be looking up, because I'll tell you, it's a blessing to be in South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
And it's a blessing to hear a person like you, and we're comrades because you're Marine. I'm a little bit older than you, quite a bit, but we still have something to talk about. And just keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Brother Fred.
And I'm going to keep on listening when I get in from my work about this time every day.
I appreciate
that. You know, I'm still working.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. You're out there each and every day working away.
Work, 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 work.
That's right. You're working away.
Well, and I'm getting ready in March, the second week, I start practice softball. And then the 29th of April at Wade Hampton, I'm going for my sixth medal.
There you go. Well, get limbered up. Get good, plenty of good stretching before you run that race, Brother Fred.
Oh, listen, I'm tell you, I'm as loose as a goose.
I'll take your word for it, Brother Fred. Great to hear from you. God bless you too, sir. He's great. Now, I actually am not a Marine. My dad was a Marine, and his brother, both of them in South Pacific, WW2. So we get ready to head for the news at the top of the hour. I saw this today. You ever been talking and suddenly forgotten a totally basic word? Of course you have. Everybody's done that. People on Twitter sharing their best basic words they've forgotten. My friend once forgot the word for what she wanted in a restaurant, and tried to explain with what said. She said, quote, like a really, really wet salad. She wanted soup. Couldn't remember the word soup. I forgot the word banana. I said, you know, it comes in its own case. It's yellow. Good try. My 17-year-old forgot the word foal and called it a horse puppy instead. Hey, the horse had a puppy. This is good. Talk about embarrassing. Thanks to a random brain freeze, I was introducing my husband to the chairman of the company where I worked when I forgot his name.
What?
I'd like you to meet my husband. What's his name? I have a PhD in physics was lecturing when I forgot the word photon, basic word in my line of work. So instead I said in front of my colleagues, you know, that shiny crumb. Very scientific explanation for photon. Hour number two is on the way next.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.